U.S. stocks fell sharply again today. For the second time this week, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down more than 1,000 points, 4.1%. NPR's John Idstey reports that the market is still trying to find its footing after a similar meltdown on Monday.
The market did regain close to half its deep Monday loss on Tuesday, and on Wednesday it recorded a smaller loss. But today, just after the opening bell, it headed down sharply. Several attempts to rally failed, and it dived steeply in the final hour of the session, ending down nearly 1,033 points.
Selling is now overdone.
That's David Kotak, chairman of Cumberland Advisors.
This stock market sell-off has now corrected prices back to the level that preceded the passage of the tax bill.
Enthusiasm about a corporate tax cut had helped drive the stock market up a whopping 7% in January to a record high. Lots of market analysts and investors feared that the market had become overvalued, and today, many said the panic selling was a sign of those fears playing out. Today's losses put stocks in what experts call correction territory, technically speaking, a loss of 10% or more. Kotak says his firm is now strategically buying stocks again. But he says there are still valid concerns weighing on the market.
It's the near-term questions about the Federal Reserve, and it's the near-term questions about interest rate policy that are impacting the market negatively.
The near-term questions about the Federal Reserve revolve around whether it will raise interest rates more quickly in response to an economy that appears to be gaining strength. But Kotak says it's difficult to answer that question because there are several open seats on the Fed's governing board, and there's no way to know the views of the people who will ultimately fill those seats. That makes the market nervous. But even without added moves by the Fed, rates on the 10-year U.S. Treasury, a benchmark for consumer rates, have risen sharply. Those rising rates create a more negative environment for stocks. And some analysts have blamed deficit concerns for the plunge in the market this week, including hundreds of billions being added to the deficits by the pending 2-year budget deal in Congress. John Idstey, NPR News, Washington.